Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf. We're holding a Menachas Daf Tzadik Dalet. The Gemara in Amud Beis gives us the description of how the Lechem Aponim look like. The Gemara brings two shitas. Reb Chanina says, Kemin Teva Prutzo, which means it was a U-shape, a square, a flatbread. The other shita holds, Reb Yochanan Amar, Kemin Sfina Rekedes, it has, it's more of an angle, looks like a triangle, it looks like a dancing boat. Fascinating that the Baal Turim in the Pasuk of Vayikra Perek Chavdal Pasuk 8, it says, V'lakachta soilus v'afisa oiso shtem esoy chalois, you have to make the 12 chalois, says the Baal Turim, v'afisa oiso is the gematria kimin teva prutza and the gematria of svina rekedis. The numeric value of v'afisa oiso is the two shapes that the Lechem Aponim had. Now what is the oimik of these shapes? Bring over here what Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch says in Parshas Truma. He says that he starts with the mandama that holds Kemin Teva Prutzo is that the flat part of the bread is the same size of what it's holding above it, which is the bread above it. So he comes and says that the Yisoid, and maybe just to add to what he's saying, Lechem Aponim, as we'll see in the next apim, Lechem Aponim is the inyan of Parnasa, Lechem Aponim is the inyan of Mizoinois Shalodom. Here comes all the shefa and revocho to a person in his day-to-day life. A person always has to do, when he's taking care, he's not taking care only of himself. He has to take care of himself and of his friend together. He always has to have room to hold another challah above him. Meaning a person should do parnasa for himself and take care of another one, another yid. And he adds over there, Rashar Hirsch, that according to Mandama, it can be Sfina Rekedis, it's even more so. Because the Sfina Rekedis means the bottom of the original challah is very small, but it holds on top another lechem, another full lechem above it. A person should take care of others more than he takes care of himself. And with this, he goes on to explain Gevaldik, that in our Mishnah it says that what's unique about lechem aponim, you prepare each one on its own, but they're baked shtayim, they're baked two together. Because the idea of the chapanim is that each one takes care of his fellow yid. So they bake two together. And they're baked shnei yisroinim. We know that yisroin is the food of Adam. That was the size of the man. Shnei yisroinim means you have one for yourself and one for your friend. And the seder of the chapanim, as we'll see later, is two ma'arachas. You have two rows, each that are one connected to each other. Because you don't have always the whole concept of the Lechem Aponim of Parnasa of a Yid is always to have someone else in mind when he takes care of himself. Another nice remez, the Daf al Daf brings the name of the Savior Bamidbar Yehudo, someone who is a Holocaust survivor. And he brings over there like this. He says, if the Lechem is the remez to Parnasa, and we know Shekoshim is Zoynus of Shel Odom Kekriyas Yamsuf, that's the idea of Mandarma that says that the Lechem looks like Sfina Rekedis, like a ship dancing in the sea, to tell us that it's like in the sea, like Kriyas Yamsuf. Something, when you have a Sfina Rekedis, you have a dancing ship, literally, means sometimes the ship goes up, sometimes the ship goes down, sometimes the Parnasa is more, sometimes the Parnasa is less. And he says the idea of Teva Prutza is, when a person has a Shefa, and he has the bread, it should always be open. Always have the room for other people to come in and enjoy what you have. Never be closed off. Always be parutz l'rvacha. So we have here some remazim, some nice remazim that are brought down in the later Sfarim. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomar Shava Shiurim, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.